You ever been a side piece?
Don't try me, though.
She over there living another life.
Tell the motherfucking truth, bitch.
Or she gonna tell it. Because
if she sit up here and lie on Beyonce's internet and YG's podcast, I'm going to call you out.
You got to pull up and keep it going.
Whenever.
Don't make what I'm doing.
No, no.
We can keep going.
So you're not going to let me talk?
To something else.
I'm a Capricorn woman. Oh, so you walking out the room.
No.
Ferrari cost $600,000. Stop playing with me. Hunters with the blue faces, feeling nipsy. Louis V briefcases, getting tipsy. Keep it with me, it's a murder if a nigga tempt me. The streets talking, you niggas know what it do. With some money, I could never imagine you. I be ducked off, I ain't got nothing to prove. I'm in Malibu with a nigga fool. 400.
What up, 400 fam? At this point, y'all family. And we got another fire guest today. She a CEO, owner of her own cosmetics line, fitness, cannabis, man, company after company, really, or just a executive producer. I don't think you get all of just flowers thrown at you. You heard all that just name? Today we got Natalie Nunn. And we ain't gonna forget that. Got one of the baddies too. Shayla, let's clap it up. We gotta clap it up for Shayla. We gotta clap it up. We gotta say
Let's take a shot.
We're going to
say baddie,
shot
o'clock.
Cheers.
Oh,
we with the baddie, huh?
Life. I see the 400.
But wait, that's our chant. It's baddie, shot o'clock.
Y'all be in the middle of a club saying that?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Baddie, shot o'clock.
And everybody else chant it now, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, man. I'm not going to say it. I'm saying it right now. Not baddie. Right, so let's get into this zoo stuff right off the bat. How did you become the executive producer of like the network?
The network is crazy. Mm-hmm. I came to Zeus with an idea because Oxygen kind of shelved Bad Girls Club because they went in another direction, mm-hmm. The network did. So all the bad girls were just kind of like floating around trying to find different homes with different reality shows on different networks. And I was like, damn, like Bad Girls is way too lit. Like we can't just let Bad Girls Club go. So basically I was like, all these streaming platforms are doing their big ones. And I was like, fuck it. We'll start pitching baddies, a whole kind of Bad Girls Club concept. And so I landed at Zeus and shit is up.
That's dope. That's
fun.
Like, what's the process of, do you pitch a show? Do you write it and then go, hey, I'm about to have a bunch of people only having boxing matches?
Yeah, no, that's not what I did. So no, I do all my pitch decks and I do create my whole, like, everything myself. And so basically I just kind of took some different ideas from shows that I wanted to do, but incorporated like former Bad Girls.
Mm-hmm.
So like J-Lo was an original Bad Girls Club star. She was on the show on that season with the Claremont twins, yeah. Who you just, you know, did your photo shoot.
Yeah,
and Cherry collab Bombs. With Cherry Bombs. And like they were the stars of say their particular season.
Yeah.
So what I started doing was grabbing some of the stars from the seasons that they were on and bringing them on and incorporating them with other reality stars or rappers and putting us all together, like mixing it up. And so instead of just all Bad Girls Club, former Bad Girls Club, I mixed it up with different like girls from Love and Hip Hop or whatever and put us all together.
So you're like a thinking machine.
Yeah, I like the shit like to go up. I like to see some shit go down.
I fuck with that. Like I see you already producing Baddies. Bad Boys, yeah. Crazy Love.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything else on the horizon you can expect that you like got in the works outside of those ones?
Baddies is so big right now. It's taking up all my time with the reality show stuff. Again, though, you know, I did I executive produced Crazy in Love. So we did two seasons of, you know, Krishan and Blueface. And then we had two seasons of Bad Boys. Bad Boys is a lot. It went crazy. People want more Bad Boys. And then now we're on season 5 of Baddies. We're going to the Caribbean.
How do you do two seasons with Krishan and Blueface?
It's a lot, but it was great.
Man, you getting a check right now, huh? You getting a bag right now.
That's the part you didn't say, huh, YG?
She got that bag, you know what I'm saying? In rotation. Gosh. That's what I'm talking about.
Working hard.
Yeah, turn it
up. But now, Krishan and Blueface were lit.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, I brought Krishan on to Baddies, and she was on the season Jayla was on. She went up, she turned up, and then I was like, oh, no, we got to get... I would see Blueface go live and I'm like, yo, he's a character. Cause I didn't really know him like that, mm-hmm. You know? I said, we gotta do a show with them too.
Yeah.
And then they went crazy, and it was the family drama, and it was up. But they go crazy. I love both of them.
Great job. Hey, free Blueface.
Yeah, free Blueface for real.
Is the beef on the show real, or are they like make that up like to make the show spicy?
No, it's
real.
Yeah, that's when I'm saying when I see you at the at the Baddies verse Wildin' Out thing I did.
You saw what's going on.
Yeah, like my whole thing. You know what I'm saying? After I did the performance and shit, I'm like, man, I'm trying to see somebody fight. Like, what's happening? Oh, the gang. I wanted to know the same thing, though. Is the smoke
But
real
you
smoke?
Saw us in the club the other night, too, at Poppy's.
But I seen, at Poppy's, it was like, I didn't know that was y'all fighting.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? I thought a fight broke out in front of y'all table. But, like, whoever was fighting, though, they was really, like, throwing them things. Bro. Like, nigga, they was fighting like niggas.
Yeah, the baddies
I'm like, okay, they
crazy.
Know what they doing.
Yeah, have you seen Krishan's sister fight on the show yet?
No, nah,
that's like the thing right now. Like, there's like, who was it? Somebody, one of the artists. I don't know if it was a rap. One of the rappers was like, "Hey, I'm hiring for security."
Oh, JT.
Oh, it was
JT. JT.
Yeah. Yeah, the girls is really fighting.
Yeah,
and then
I like
it goes
that.
Off the show. Like, so I don't know if you know Mariah Lynn. She's an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Got her chain snatched by one of the girls on the show, and this shit is continued into the streets. Like, it's a thing now.
Like, yeah, the girls
snatching chains and shit is become like some real beef. Like, yeah.
Like, how did you feel about that when JT was like, "Hey, she got that squabble. She can be my security guard."
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, is the girl because when you're in the house and you're living with these girls, you be like, oh, "Damn, like I want to say something to this bitch right now, but let me take my shoes off first and get ready." It'd be like all the time. Like, you don't know if they how they're gonna take whatever you're saying. So you just gotta be on go.
Why you ain't squabbler?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'd be fighting.
I'm saying her.
Who?
The one that was going to be the security. What's her name? I butcher her name every time you butcher
no
them. Takashi.
Yeah, I don't got no problems with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, so,
she a real one, so I can't. Yeah, she a real one.
Okay,
so
that's respect.
No
you
got
real
her.
Ones respect real ones?
Yeah.
Look, so when y'all be in the houses and doing all that, like, I know y'all be really fighting, but do it be starting from, like, a real place, or it be starting because of, like, y'all just be trying to, like,
no.
It's girls in
the house,
bro.
Like, I'm giving you an example. Like, when Mariah Lynn's chain got snatched off the show by a bitch on the show with us,
mm-hmm.
It was on site. When the door opened, it was
Hey, but
up.
Why did the chain get snatched?
It got snatched in Miami. They were out somewhere at a club, and they got into it, and then she snatched the bitch's chain. She went on the internet popping her shit. Yeah, bitch, I got your chain.
That's real gangster.
That's like,
that
real. Wait.
That's that internet gangster. I love that shit.
But
they took the chain
It was.
Yeah, no, she did it in real life.
Yeah,
I like that.
And then it kept going. It was just up.
Yeah, that type of shit. Hey, seeing females on that type of shit, that shit make my dick hard.
So you need to tell me the cherry bombs.
That should make my dick hard too.
Oh my God. But I think a lot of men do watch the show. I'm not gonna lie, because they want to see the females
fight. Yeah.
They like that shit.
And because all of the girls be walking around like half
booty
naked.
Booty out.
They
looking
like,
good.
They do be like cute on there, like, yeah, bitch. And their little booty shorts.
Right, fighting their draws.
Titties is flying out.
Like, yeah. Who wouldn't want to see that?
Look at him.
It is that.
No, man, I'm chilling, man.
Jayla,
yes.
You was on BGC.
Yes.
Is there anybody from like the BGC series that you want to bring on the baddies that is not a part of it right now?
Good question.
The only a lot of the girls that have remained relevant and were fan favorites have been, you know,
came back already.
Have come back to baddies, or you know, made a cameo or have done something with us. Mm-hmm. But I would say maybe Tierra. Because Tierra was a fan favorite. I think that's somebody that people
we
would
had
like to
Persuasion.
See. Yeah, but it's been a lot
had,
of girls.
Yeah, I know a few of the names.
Low London. Mm-hmm. We had the Tanisha with the pots and pans. Yeah. We had Judy. We had some of the real big Bad Girls Club alums.
Who was your favorite Bad Girls Club?
Mine is Jayla. Like, I loved her on her show, season 2, Deadass.
That was cute.
But that's why I keep bringing her back. She gonna stay with Big Sis. Right?
Period. It's my sister.
That's what's up.
How do you balance out being the executive producer, the head of, you know, the show, somebody that's behind the scenes, and then you're in front of the camera too? Like, how do you balance the two worlds?
Yeah, like, I feel like at times I'd be wanting to fire some of these bitches when they get to cutting up. I'd be like, bitch, So fire your ass. But then low key, I'd be like, well, shit, I'm still on the show and I'm, you know, technically like on camera. So when they got beef and they got something to say, I still respect the fact that they can say it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you a bad bitch, it don't matter. You going to speak your piece. So I actually have a little bit more respect for the girls that be like, and Natalie, you was being fake as fuck. Oh, I was?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when was I being fake? I want to know. You know, but yeah, I respect that more than someone who's just going to sit there and, you know.
Talk shit behind your back.
Yeah, I don't like when people talk. So it is gangster to stand up to the boss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To know you the boss and hey, you fucking up too.
Yeah.
And I put these things on you too.
Yeah.
And do you give somebody less camera time if they went for it?
Nah.
Because I'm giving your ass less camera time. You swing on me, best believe that little 15 minutes of fame is now 2 minutes.
No. I was mad on this season right now that just ended on Sunday. One of the girls, she's from out here, she's from LA. She came in, my wig was looking cute, and she just came running up on stage and just started swinging on me. So within 5 minutes of me being cute on the stage, my wig's off, we already squabbling, I gotta put a beanie hat on now. I was mad as fuck because I was trying to be cute on camera. And I was like, they ain't gonna let me be cute. They want to go. So, yeah.
Who do your wigs?
My girl from the Bay.
Girl from the Bay, she won't even say your name.
Yeah, because she's mine. Like, hey, she's mine. I ain't sharing her, so.
Oh,
she ain't
got
an ad. She ain't got, I'm just kidding. Her name Brittany.
It's prize pick time. Yeah, it's prize pick time. It's time to let all that barbershop talk about sports go to the next level by making daily projections on any NBA or NFL game. Prize Picks is a skill-based fantasy game where all you have to do is just select more or less on the players that you love to watch. If you really think you a hooper, like my boy YG think he is. But you're really just sitting at home on the couch? Use Prize Picks. You can get an entry in like 60 seconds. All you gotta do is go over to prizepicks.com, use the promo code 400, and they will literally match you up to $100 on your first deposit. That means if you put 50, they giving you 50. If you put 100, they're giving you 100. It's really that easy. All you gotta do is go over to prizepicks.com or download the Prize Picks app and make sure you use promo code 400. Let them know we sent you. When it comes to the auditions, and I got to see a little bit of auditions, man, they be on there, woo, they be on there wilding out. Is the auditions, how do you pick somebody? Do they gotta be fighting? Do they gotta be smart, cute? Like, how do you, when you do an audition, how do you pick the next member?
Well, I'm doing that right now. So I literally just left Zeus and we're picking the girls for Baddies Caribbean. And there's a lot of like bad bitches. Like, we have over 15,000 people come out to audition. And it's a lot of girls and there's only like 8 spots.
See, that's what I be telling my homies. Like I be telling them because I be out here traveling like the world. I'm like, bro, it's too many bitches out here to be tripping over one bitch.
Oh, shit.
Y'all got 15,000 girls pulling up to the Caribbean.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like, crazy, right?
Bro, it's too many. It's too many.
Move
here.
On, bro.
My
let
bad.
That's true. Nigga, move on. Let that hoe go. Don't come trying to.
It's crazy.
No,
yeah.
For real.
Keep it
Zeus
moving.
Zeus got 15,000 Caribbean bitches pulling up to their TV show tryouts. It's like, come on, man. You can have bitches pull up to your tryout. You know what I'm saying?
Man, why we ain't got 15 pulling up to our tryout?
It was crazy. So I've been watching them all, like all the different girls that casted and came out. And I got to pick them all by Friday.
What's the one? Just give me the one thing that you go, I'm picking her.
I just like a confident, like when they get the mic and they're up there because they come in at like 10 at a time. Mm-hmm. And like they'll be confident. You can hear it in their voice, the way they're standing. And like, you got to be confident. Like the one will be like, okay, number 0122, whatever. Oh, hi, I'm next. I'm not doing this. Like, the fuck?
Like, period.
Like a confident female. And like, you know a confident female when you see one or hear one.
Right.
When they walk in the room, how they carry themselves. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Because when I seen it, I'm looking at it. I'm like, she told them girls to bow their head and pray. And then open your eyes and slap some.
They were mad at me on the blog.
No, I
was kidding, though.
No.
I said, let's pray to the baddie gods. And mm-hmm. Because at this point, I was just like exhausted. And I was like, bow your heads. And while they all started bowing their heads, I said, now look to the right and slap the shit out of that bitch.
And them hoes start slapping. Boy, you hear me?
It was
I said,
crazy.
Wow. But I like it because, hey, that's what it takes. Because in this house, right. you might have to throw them things.
Period.
I enjoy just seeing like your growth. Like, you know how sometimes in the beginning of people's career, they go, okay, this is the end all be all. Mm. You ain't going to be shit. Mm. You know, and then booyah in your face.
Yeah.
I love to see that. Nothing, well, not because you know you had shit before that.
Right.
But nothing, the something story is like the best thing for me. I eat it up. I love it. Yeah. So I'm proud of you.
Well, you know, I thank you. And I would say that it comes with the fact that, you know, I'm originally from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that, like, the Bay, any female that really comes out of the Bay got a little bit of hustle in them. And I feel like that's in LA, spice. Hollywood, all that, yeah, like, they going to come and we going to grind and we going to 10 toes down. You know what I'm saying? So. I knew when I got on Bad Girls Club, it was not the end all, to all. But a motherfucker's definitely tried to cancel me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going nowhere.
That's what's up.
Jelly, you think they do the same way? Just, it's a wrap?
Yeah, I think that once you've done reality TV, you kind of get, like, put in this box. And you have to fight tooth and nail to get out of it. But if you find something else that you're passionate about or that you're really good at, that will give you, like, the opportunity to be seen in a different lens, then people have no choice but to respect mm-hmm. whatever you're doing, you know, outside of that. So it is kind of like an uphill battle, but when you really want something, like, it doesn't matter how many times people say no, like, there are 10,000 more people to say yes. So you just got to keep going.
Outside of the Bad Girls box, what's like your superpower? What's your superpower outside of that?
Well, I'm a fashion designer. And so
you got some of your shit on?
Yeah, this is my Letterman jacket.
Okay.
So I do Letterman jackets for men and women, and I also do a lot of swimwear. Mm-hmm. And in 2022, I made the Forbes list. So yeah,
Chili does.
So I
why you ain't pulling with no custom?
Daddy shot o'clock.
Yeah.
That's shot worthy right there.
Hey, why you ain't pulling with no custom outfits for niggas? Like, what's happening?
Because honestly, this was.
You slipping.
But now
you know what? I got y'all.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make something special just for y'all. I'm gonna take us out.
South, like,
right.
Like, no, I got, like, listen. To pull up with I got some you gifts for sure. And shit, like,
gifts.
We gonna remember that.
Gifts. Yeah.
We gonna remember that.
Like, God damn.
We came in here. We shot in the clock, you know, and we ain't got no varsity jacket.
I gave you my pit. Look.
You know what? I really came for moral support.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then it turned into me actually being on camera. So, you know, but
you got dragged into this.
I got dragged into this. But the next time I come, I'll make sure that I come bearing gifts.
We ain't got to be filming nothing. Just pull up and drop it off in the door.
Say, look, say less.
Like DoorDash. We turn like DoorDash. Like,
say less. Look, niggas, I can like make y'all custom shit. Letterman jackets and everything. So that's
cool.
Yeah,
I'm a DM. I want my name on my shit. Like, that's, I play football.
Look, that's fine. Whatever you want.
So I know you don't think you finna get out of that shot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Niggas.
They playing around here. One thing the baddies don't do, we don't play no games.
All right.
Baddie, shot o'clock.
Okay, shot o'clock.
Pour it out.
Got a man of mine. I'm a scientist.
Because I got some questions for y'all, too.
Shut up.
Cheers.
Shoot
them.
There, period.
You know who I like that you got on there? That's Sukiana.
Oh, yeah, Suki go crazy. Yeah.
I like
Suki with the good coochie.
Yeah, you gotta hear Suki. You gotta tell her she gotta come get on the phone on the podcast.
Yeah, no.
We got a lot of crazy to ask her.
Plenty.
About her coochie or her?
Hey, because
come on,
don't be 50% coochie. 50% who she is.
A lot of shit.
Oh, my God.
50% coochie for sure.
Nah, yeah, Suki with the good coochie go crazy. I love her.
Man.
Like, what do you think she added to the show, like, putting Suki on that?
Oh, no, Suki, I mean, she's like the ratchet queen. The ratchet, like her, I love all her music. So she, when she's on the road with us performing and shit, she brings out a dope ass crowd. It's fun. She a lot of fun. I just like
people that be themselves. I feel like I ain't never met her before, but you know how just some people can tell, like, you gonna be yourself.
Tell you right now, she'd be like, I don't know.
She's real cool.
She's
real humble. She's very down to earth.
Intelligent. Suki, I see.
Like, off camera, she's normal.
But you
know how, like,
shoot your shot?
No, I ain't shooting no shot. I don't even play basketball. I just said, I see you.
No, it's a lot of the homies shit be hitting me about Suki. They like, man, whenever she around, let us know we pulling up.
Yeah, Suki, she with the baddies for sure right now.
She accused you of being a bully.
No.
Who more of a bully? You. I'm just saying. She accused you of being a bully.
She's that sis. we be turning up together.
That ain't a bad thing. It's some niggas that's bully. I don't know. I know. I hang around
I'm
some niggas bullies.
I'm not a bully. I'm not a bully.
Who more of a bully? You or Suki?
Nah, Suki not a bully either. Suki a real one.
Y'all almost
she
fought.
She be turned the fuck up.
Y'all almost fought.
Nah, that fight
almost.
Did you was finna fight her?
So
somebody was finna swing. It looked like you.
So stupid. Don't start this shit. Don't start popping your shit in here.
I'm not even saying nothing
you
yet.
Is. You
not
a troublemaker.
Yet. No, I'm not a troublemaker. I'm just more
I
of a.
I gotta watch you.
No, I'm just more of a. Hey, I'm the people's people.
Okay, period.
The people.
Man, what's your Zodiac song? What's your song?
I'm all of them.
No, you can't.
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, he two-faced.
You a Gemini?
He
two-faced. Hell no.
I'm not two-faced.
Yes, they are. Geminis have like five personalities.
Y'all got so many personalities. I don't got time for that.
Hey, Nelly, what's your sign?
We Capricorns.
Okay. Look, now what you gonna say about them?
Y'all aggressive and shit.
No, but she's a December Capricorn. I'm a January Capricorn.
What's your
sign? I'm a Pisces.
Oh, no.
Look, everybody,
no.
Oh, no.
Y'all are manipulators.
Manipulators.
Pisces, let me tell you something. Pisces are manipulators, and y'all are some motherfucking liars.
What nigga you was with that was a Pisces that got you talking like that?
Oh, no.
What nigga you was with?
No,
I had your birthday then.
March 9th?
I was about to say. It's coming
litty,
up.
My brothers are Pisces.
Oh, shit.
Three of my brothers are Pisces, and I've dated a few guys that are Pisces. You want to talk about...
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on the Pisces.
God damn, that's crazy.
How y'all know about all the signs? Ooh. That's a lot of shit
well,
to remember.
Jayla is... She loves... That's her thing.
Yeah, like me too. I'm in the zodiac signs.
She's in the zodiac signs.
And shit, I'm on that app. CoStar.
Like astrology. You gotta see CoStar.
CoStar
is very like surface level. You gotta get on time passages. Time passages is.
I know my rising, my moon. Mm-hmm. Like I know. Yeah.
What's your
I'm
big
Pisces,
three?
Virgo, Virgo.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
But you know what? That's fire though, because Virgos are. Perfectionist and all about like precision and stuff like that.
Calculated.
So that means like when you do things like
yeah. You
don't really miss.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's good. Okay, that's what's up.
Sounds like human nature to me.
So what signs is he most compatible with?
All of
with being like a Pisces? I don't know. Well, actually, I think, Virgo, I want to say is like your polar opposite. So you might do good with a Virgo. And because you have a major Virgo placements, you may be able to understand a Virgo really well. I would try a Virgo if I were you.
Who's
or maybe even.
Any girl that you know a Virgo?
I mean, or maybe even
he's
just
quiet. Why are you so quiet?
Maybe even just the earth sign in general.
I'm not about to play with him today.
it's like when I be looking up my signs that I'm compatible with, it says Cancers, Scorpios, Pisces, Tauruses.
Scorpios are freaky.
Freaky.
Real freaky.
They crazy as hell.
And Cancers are real soft and yes. Yeah. Cancers are soft and crybabies.
Yeah, really so in tune.
Extremists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep it going.
Period.
I know about the stars and the moons and shit. I fuck that. I really don't know about it. I don't lock in on it. I just feel like it's human nature, and I feel like I'm getting to know everybody from ground zero. If you bullshit, you bullshit. If you straight, you straight.
But that's you know what, everything. Like astrology goes, it's more than just like looking at like your zodiac sign.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, like whenever I'm doing things in regards to my business, I always look at the moon cycle. Like I look at the moon like to see when I want to drop a new, like if I'm dropping something new,
mm-hmm.
what day I should do it, what day I should sign certain contracts or whatever. So it really gets deeper than just
do it
like,
work out for real?
Man, what?
Yes.
Let me say this. Okay, so I'm going to say it like this. I have an astrologer. I always say this. I have an astrologer that's been reading me since I was 22. Before I make
I don't
any
do the
big,
reading stuff. Though.
I do.
Don't read me.
Before I do any major...
I'm
anything major
that.
No, because he reads me from like an astrological standpoint, so he can tell me like what days are good days to sign contracts, if I'm releasing products, when I should do that, like
right.
He looks
as long
at
as he ain't flipping
chart.
No cards over I'm,
wait,
I can fuck with you
he doesn't
yeah,
use,
no, they,
no, he doesn't use tarot. My astrologer doesn't use tarot cards.
Oh, okay, like cool.
And so because he's an astrologer, it's different. He's not a psychic.
Have
he's
you been
an
read
astrologer
before?
It's a difference.
I don't fuck with that shit.
But you know, a lot of people use astrology like a lot of people in our government system, a lot of like the Pope and different things like that, like the days that that they're sworn into office and just different things. Like there, a lot of stuff is astrology based, or a lot of people reinforce major decisions with astrology.
I fuck with numerology.
And that, I mean, but that's that even still kind of that's
goes
you know it's hand in hand. So
I don't want to be red. You don't want to be red.
Like, you know, when they be doing them readings and
don't,
just...
What that mean when girls say, she read you? Think that? Like
they
the same
palm,
thing?
Like, no. Oh, when they be reading the
yeah,
palm.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
The palm reading
like that.
And all that shit.
No, but... And I did a show in London, this show called Celebrity Big Brother. Mm-hmm. And they put me in a house on Big Brother with a lady who was, she used to read the Queen of London. So she was famous in London. So,
she was conning the whole town.
She kept trying to come by me and say, oh, I'm... Oh, somebody's trying to tell, bitch, get the fuck away from me. The fuck we talking about? Yeah. I want to tell you now, do all that. I already told you, stay the fuck over there. I don't like the reading like that. It's a little dark.
I can read this. What can you tell me about the Baddies Caribbean that nobody really know? Because that's the shit I want to find out about. Yeah, I want the inside scoop.
You're going to put this out and then look. Nah, I'm going to tell you this. We are going to have some fire ass, bomb ass Caribbean girls on the show. So I think people were thinking Baddies Caribbean, like we're just gonna go to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We are gonna hit the islands in the Caribbean. We're gonna fuck the islands up and turn up. But we gonna have some Caribbean bad bitches on there too.
Yeah, I should have like a co-ed night.
We had Bobby Shmurda come on. And we were in Philly. He pulled up, he performed, he went out to the club with us, whatever. He pulled up with this super soaker weed gun, right? It was like this long ass thing and had a box and a thing. And it was just blowing weed out. And he had all the baddies high within like 5 minutes. And he got so high on the episode, he falls off of the table on the club. Not funny. He tried to call up to Zeus for like a month straight. Like, I know y'all not about to air me falling on the. You're about to be air falling.
It's happening, buddy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Cause that shit was viral. It went viral. It was really funny. And he fell like literally on his ass, and all the baddies jumped off the couch to pick him up and grab him. He got up like, ah! I was like, this guy. He's a character.
Is it intentional when you go viral? You waking up like, I'm going viral today.
Who?
You. Like when you just on your wake up.
No, today I woke up as Monday. I'm literally laying on the waxing bed. I was getting a Brazilian wax.
Hello.
And I'm like, why?
TMI.
Okay, sorry. I'm there and my phone keeps going off. I'm like, literally like, you know, the girls down there waxing me, Jalen, and they're like, I'm like, what's going on? And they're mad at me for doing that fucking bow your head to the baddie gods. I'm like, why are the blogs doing this to me today? It's Monday. I got shit to do. So yeah, they be fucking with me and I don't even be trying to do all that.
How do you feel about guys getting a wax?
Guys, you know,
guys getting a wax. How you feel about that? Okay.
Can we take a shot?
Yeah, let's
shut up.
Wait, guys get waxed?
You don't gotta get them waxed, but that. You should shave down right. You should keep that shit
proper
clean.
Talk
y'all shit. I'm gonna tell you some shit. You about
and
to
I do
some.
Want you to actually get a manicure. You don't gotta get your nails painted and get into that. But
just
keep
shit
clean.
I definitely just got my buff.
Yeah, I was just get the
toes buffed up.
Period. I don't want to see no man with clear polish,
no,
glittering,
no,
glossing. A buff is different than clear polish because the buff gonna fade in about 3 days or whatever. It's just gonna look.
Buff just gonna shine
just
hard
gonna
on that
nice.
First day. That
like,
first
okay,
day,
you
my
take care
shit
of your
buff
hands.
Like Cartier,
exactly.
Yo,
as a man, I feel like there's nothing wrong with getting a manicure, a pedicure. Take care of yourself.
And they should keep it
be
clean
well
down
groomed.
There too.
Yes, be well groomed.
The fuck?
Take pride in your appearance and how you smell and the way you present yourself.
Period.
But
Jayla.
Do not go out here putting on no clear polish and these different color polishes, talking about you trying to coordinate with your outfits and with this is and that.
We're not going, ain't
I'm
it?
Sorry. It's too much. Let us have our fingernail polish.
What's too much is a man pull his pants down and he got just a big ass
bush
down there.
Get rid of that. Because how you expect you want somebody to go in there and get you head and get all, you know, nasty with it or whatever?
Right.
Don't nobody want to hear that
101. We got a baddie Bible in real life. There is a baddie Bible with the baddies.
You should probably.
I already put the book out, but that's the baddie Bible is coming. But the book, nah, and I already got that shit trademarked. So,
talk your shit.
Yeah. So the baddie Bible, there are some rules.
Mm-hmm.
There is a rule when it comes to fucking with these niggas, right?
Yes,
like they cannot just be all bushy and hairy down there. That's like a bad bitch shouldn't be fucking with a nigga like that.
That's nasty.
I feel like when I go get waxed, I get an extra 2 inches, so I'm keeping it bald.
You get waxed down there?
Yeah, I get waxed.
How long you been getting waxed?
2 years.
Hey, listen,
what made you do that?
Let me tell you, it's a difference. So wait, I'm gonna tell you, look, so, it's a difference. I'm not going to get my ass.
So you get the top part. So what? Do you get your balls waxed too?
Listen.
I'm asking. Where you going? Why are you leaving?
This real shit.
This is the last question.
This is the last question.
I'm not gonna tell you about my balls. I'm just gonna say I got
it. Okay. Too much for
so do you get the you get your balls waxed too?
I had my balls waxed before.
You actually don't see. When the hair goes,
when the hair goes, you get an extra ooh-wah. You study playing.
I heard that.
It's true.
What?
It's another 2 inches. Oh,
he said it's another 2 inches when you,
another 2 inches when you take the hair off. Take
it
that
do,
hair off.
It do seem like it grows.
For real, that motherfucker do grow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Motherfucker be like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm here. Like her.
Okay, we done.
Okay, we done.
All right, come on.
Next question.
Why do you crazy, man? Mm-hmm. He said TMI, man.
He said TMI, I'm out of here.
All right, what's the difference between, like, the different baddies series? You get what I'm saying? Like, what's the difference between the different series? Like,
right. Well, so, well, the first series was Baddies ATL. Mm-hmm. So we was in Atlanta. We turned Atlanta up. Then we did Baddies South.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, fuck it. We're not just going to stay in one city because we run through a city like this, right? Mm-hmm. So we said, we need a tour bus. So mm-hmm. I went up into Zeus. I sat down with the owner and the team. And I said, yo, we need a tour bus. I want to wrap that motherfucker pink. We need bunk beds on there. We're going to go from city to city. He said, well, where are we going, Natalie? I said, we're going Baddies South.
Mm.
Jayla came on. Yeah. That's the first season. Krishan Rock was on, and we went to like six cities in the South. Yeah. That season took off.
Yeah.
So that's when I think we really knew let's take over multiple cities at a time. So then we said, fuck it, we're gonna go to the West Coast. We Baddies West.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the West Coast. Fucked up the West Coast. We had another tour bus, but at that moment I said I ain't riding on the bus with these bitches no more, because I caught the Baddie South had me fighting with Krishan on there.
Everybody,
we was all getting it was too, the space was too tight.
Fighting
too many
on the
bad
bus.
Bitches. We was fighting on the bus.
Fighting getting on the bus, getting off the bus.
So I said I need a jet. I said let me plumber. Come on now. Get the bus and get the jet too.
You're aggravating.
We gonna separate the two, but we still gonna do this Baddies West. So Baddies West was last season. I mean the season before. And then we did Baddies East, and we just took over the East Coast. We did all the cities on the East, and now we're about to do the Caribbean because I want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
And my bitches said they want to see some niggas on the islands, and then that's what they told me. So.
Trying to go to the island, get your going on spray tan.
Island hop.
Hey, so you married, right?
Yeah.
And then you, like, what's up with you? Are you out there searching for niggas and shit on islands and shit?
I'm sorry, wait, am I what?
No, she's married and you searching for niggas on islands.
I'm not searching for niggas on islands. Niggas on the islands are going to find me.
They gonna find J-Lo?
Y'all going to the, wait.
They be putting clay on their booty and stuff out there.
And then some of the girls like girls, too. So they be just turning.
Y'all all like girls. All girls like girls.
That's not true.
Who said that?
That's not true.
Here he goes.
That's not true.
I don't. Hey, listen, man. A girl with all the best friends, I think, you know what I'm saying? They all fucking.
No.
That is so
funny.
Bump.
I mean,
why do y'all think that?
Because, I mean, like, y'all be kissing each other in the club, taking shots and shit out each other.
Choking
mouth,
each other.
Y'all be talking about y'all just best friends. Remember fuck all
I be seeing y'all.
Remember when DJ Sky did that the other day?
Exactly.
She took a shot.
Ew, that shit was so nasty.
And then the bitch took the shot.
That was nasty.
That was crazy.
That's like normal for like
that's normal.
A group of bad bitches, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying?
Guess. I don't
know. Bitches do be lit and turned up.
Yeah, they be lit, doing, but they not, be on that.
Yeah. I ain't gonna
it's
hold
cool.
you.
It's cool.
I'm gonna keep
cool.
it real, bitches.
It just be some of the girls, but not
we
all the girls.
Up,
it
man.
Don't be like you everybody like is like shit. Down mm-hmm. to.
Mm-hmm. Niggas like that shit, though.
Yeah, we like that shit.
I mean,
just
keep
do
it real.
That shit when I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it behind my back. So is it cheating when you're not around if the bitches is doing shit?
Don't do that when I ain't around. I gotta be able to.
If you're doing it when I'm not around,
yeah.
At least let me get some of it sometimes.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's respect.
Just don't keep me like fully out of it. Like just like let me be a part sometimes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's respect.
Noted.
It's actually disrespectful to do it too much when I ain't around.
It's disrespectful to do it.
And I ain't getting nothing.
And I ain't around at all.
Oh,
you know?
Shit. Right.
I heard you say, I ain't riding on the tour bus no more. Mm-mm. Let me get the jet.
Yeah, I have my own jet.
How you feel about the Krishan and the limit, hot that drama there?
Well, no, so, I mean, look, I get it. Like, you know, people elevate in their career. Shout out to Krishan. Mm-hmm. She a boss in her own, you know, right ways. And she had her own show on Zeus as well, Crazy in Love. And so I think just respectfully, like, you know, if it's like, see, the thing is, the internet has changed a lot of shit in the game. Like, for me, I had to work really, really hard in Hollywood.
Hey,
to
look,
be,
look,
you know,
look,
where I'm at.
Look, I don't want to cut. I don't want to cut nobody off, right? I don't want to talk about nobody that's not here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, bad.
Yeah.
That's respect. I can fuck that.
I don't, like, we ain't doing that.
All I was gonna say though.
No,
was,
not like
yeah,
that. But
no,
nah, because like,
I was gonna say, like, I respect, like,
I think
where
she
wants
yeah.
to go and, mm-hmm. and how she's elevating it in her career. Yeah. And so everybody want to boss up. You know what I'm saying? No one wants to stay where they at. So I respect the fact that if any of the baddies say, "Yo, I want to ride on the jet now too. I respect it."
I can feel you.
Absolutely.
On that. I feel like growth is important. And
growth is very
it's necessary.
Important.
You start somewhere, you got to end up somewhere.
Period.
It's not to bash nobody because we love me. I don't care who you are. I love everybody doing anything
right.
you're doing out there.
Right.
The conversations aren't to bash anyone. The conversations
right.
are to clear the air on
yeah.
any nonsense because a lot of times. The narrative that's painted in the comment section,
right.
it'll have people like really thinking, hey, I hate you, you don't like me. And
yeah,
the whole time,
yeah.
niggas ain't even
nah.
thinking about each other at all.
Yeah.
So it's
nah,
just to clear the air,
Krishan,
make sure things
me and Krishan is nothing but love. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, all the younger girls, because she's younger than me, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of them look up to me. They see, oh, Natalie's doing this and she's getting this over. So I want that too. But it's been a long 15 years me in the game to get the jet. Like, mm-hmm. but I still respect it. That's, you know, whatever
that
it
mentality,
is.
Of course.
Absolutely.
How do you compare the baddies to the BGC?
Well, traditional television ain't gonna put none of the bad girls on no jets. Mm. So I'm just saying, Lemmy Plummer, first of all, we had an all black network.
Mm.
So shout out to that.
That's a good
yeah.
thing.
Okay,
talk
shout out to
that,
the fact
that
Zeus Network is an all black. I just left meetings, everybody in the meeting is all black in the meeting.
That's dope.
So I feel comfortable in the meeting, like, you know what I'm saying? And just speaking my mind. And then on top of that, he's a young CEO. He's, you know, he's a boss and he's young. And it's fun working with somebody who's young and in tune with the culture and what we're doing. When, you know, when we was at Oxygen,
yeah,
it was not the same.
The conversation
was
different.
The same.
We never really got to meet the executives, the people that own the network or mm-hmm. the higher ups. We were handled and dealt a lot with the production company,
mm.
not necessarily even like the story producers or even really like the, you know, the
yeah.
other people. Like mainly like the production company, the people that worked behind the scenes. And so for me, I feel like to go from a situation like that where it's very like corporate, very cut and dry,
traditional
yeah. to go to something where
it's lit.
You're working with people that look like you.
Exactly.
Yeah. It makes whatever dreams you have feel like they're a
like
little bit
possible.
More attainable. Yeah.
Yeah. That's dope to sit in the boardroom with everybody. I
right.
love it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas.
Love it.
I love it too.
Yeah, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, that whole operation going on.
Yeah,
no,
nah,
let
me really
sending.
Fucks with you, the CEO of Zeus.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
He really speaks highly of you. You guys did what Thanksgiving Day
and bumped in.
Yeah. He loved that. I'm telling you, like, I talked to Lemmy like 5 times a day, you know, of Baddies being the biggest show and he wanted actually the baddies to come out, but everybody was home for Thanksgiving and stuff like that. And I actually don't live in LA, I'm in the Bay. But I will next time I wanna come and I wanna support and
yeah,
be there with
sure.
you guys
That's
for
love.
Sure. And they yeah. said they wanna do it again. He really fucks with you.
Yeah, we got like he got a lot of like his people and my mama, you know what I'm saying? She run like my nonprofit and all that. So we doing a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, with a nonprofit and you know they supporting it. And
the baddies would love to get involved too.
Yeah,
baddies give okay. back. Baddies
okay.
are just bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not gonna hold you. We be bad, but
yeah, but
bad.
A lot of us still have a some level
back.
Of a moral compass.
So what can we? What else are you doing? What's next?
I mean, we doing a lot right now. Me, I'm like locked in on the music and shit. The music right. and you know, I got the these all natural male enhancement pills and shit like that.
God, I'm done with this.
Yeah, so I'm pulling up on like your favorite celebrities, like
right. I just posted it on my story.
Them drugs.
Now you're gonna make everybody think what
well,
is
not drugs, but I mean, pills.
These are all natural pills.
It's a dietary supplement. Yes.
Is it basically like a vitamin?
I mean, it's herbal. It's all herbal. Natural.
But is it only says male enhancement, so females cannot take
you
it?
You know, if that's not for females, but I'm gonna be launching female products soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm focusing on this product.
Well, can
first,
I get in with the business on that with you?
Yeah. Can I have you? Hey, I need to have you do some UGC content.
Period. Okay. Look.
Don't, ladies, do not take that and make your pussy hard.
No, don't take that. Oh my God, that's crazy. Now that goes crazy.
No,
we don't have that. Goes crazy.
Now we're gonna do some, you know what I'm saying, some content explaining the beneficial use.
I'm gonna call Suki on FaceTime right now. Call Suki. She'll take it.
Get
let
call,
me, see,
hey, call
let me
Suki.
Ask Suki if she take a. I'm gonna
no,
I'm
not
ask
take
me.
It. Tell her to do
she
some content.
She ain't gonna be able to take it. She
no,
said,
I'm gonna ask her if the coochie,
can't really
girls,
take it.
The coochie girls.
I'm gonna ask her, would the coochie girls take this male enhancement?
No,
yes
no, you need her
you
to be.
Tell her to tell her niggas.
She gotta
to
tell her nigga to take it.
It's a male enhancement.
But you just said it'll make her pussy.
I'm just joking.
He's saying the wrong shit. You can't be joking. I'm trying to sell the product.
Okay, so we can't. It's not for the pussy to be hard.
No.
Okay, let me call her on FaceTime. You want
to
ask her? Look, I'm dead ass serious because
I call her right now.
I'm gonna listen to her before.
Let me get the bottle.
You know why I'm gonna ask her?
But a motherfucker.
Because one thing about Suki, she know everything about that coochie.
Okay, Suki with the good coochie.
So wait, this. Let me see, cause she might know something about it. Is it in the stores yet? Can we get it, or are we just ordering it online right now?
So
currently, like, Lemmy is the CEO of Zeus Network. I'm the CEO of 400, everything 400, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk about this shit.
Period.
So currently, we're working with distribution partners. You know what I'm saying? To go into all the stores, like sex stores, the smoke shop stores, 7-Eleven, gas stations, and all that.
Yeah, because I be seeing this type of shit at the gas stations now, right behind the thing. That be
major distribution is coming soon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be in stores, like, summertime for sure.
Mm.
So right now it's online. You can go 400.com /
So I need some more so I can do, like, a giveaway with all the baddie fans.
Yes.
So I'm gonna take all of them.
Like, it's crazy when
I was... Yeah, that'd be crazy product.
It's crazy when
sure.
I was, like, writing the rollout plan for the marketing. I swear to God, I got Natalie Nunn and the baddies in there. I'm like, I gotta
Here's
get
Suki.
Them. I gotta get them on deck.
Hey, sis.
Hey, my girl.
So I'm down here at 400. It's podcast with YG. I got a question for you. He got this male enhancement shit. And I know you know you the coochie girls. So would you give your nigga this just to, like, you know, get his dick hard, get his little dick
it's
hard?
All natural.
It's all natural. Yeah, sis.
He said it worked better than a honey pack.
He said it worked better than a honey pack, sis.
What if he took a
perk? No, it's no, no, no.
He took it too far.
No, use that. You don't need no perk.
Show her and tell her what it is.
Hey, so was honey, gang.
The good coochie girls. You got to ask
coochie
the coochie
girls.
You gotta ask the coochie girl.
All right, now look, you was on camera, like on a microphone, you feel me? They heard you say that shit.
She gonna say it again, too. She don't care. Period. Tell him, sis.
Okay, she says she thinks it's a good idea. Look, I'm gonna send you some of this, you know what I'm saying, so you can give, you know what I'm saying, whoever you loving and fucking on, you know? You feel me? They like that. No, this better than a perk. No, this better than a perk.
Okay, well, period. Yeah. I gotta ask the coochie girl. Hey. That's why you
gotta
have different type of baddies on the show.
Yep.
She the coochie girl.
Okay. Hold on, you gotta move your head to the side. Hold on.
She's so silly. Sis.
Yeah, you
hey,
put
Jizzle,
it
tell
on
her
pause.
She gotta pull up.
She's not hitting this. Tell her to hit the left button, too. She,
Jizzle, you gotta tell her to pull up, man.
Bye, sis.
Bye. Pull up, sis. You pull up.
I was already talking.
So we gotta ask the coochie girls these type of questions. This is why we got different type of baddies on the show. There'd be freaks on there.
Stand on brand. Stand on brand.
I'm telling you. So
it's a multifaceted group.
And then the thing is, the problem when you have a lot of different baddies in one house, you start learning shit from the baddies. You know what I'm saying? So
How would you categorize the baddies?
One thing for certain is when you get on that show, you're going to learn something. You're going to learn something, I'm telling you.
Hey, is it baddies on the show who be having problems because they fucking the same nigga?
Wow. That was the problem with Persuasion and Krishan. That was why they got into it on my season with the whole Blueface thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
but other than that, I don't think it's never really been no issues about nobody fucking on somebody else's nigga, has it been?
Mm,
no, right?
Nah. Uh-huh. I think. Yeah, it do be. It do be.
Do they be, I was going to say, do they be fucking on other niggas?
I mean, they just be. It don't be like they they find out once they on the show.
Because
then we gone for like 2 months and then they be like FaceTime and then niggas be acting all weird and niggas, you know, and they get caught up. That do be happening. Niggas be getting caught up.
Oh, the game.
I'm the game. That was crazy.
Like, none of us in this world is perfect. I think everybody got their flaws. Right. Everybody got something about them that you learn to be confident about. Like when Nikki dropped, like, can no bitch chin check with chin? I know you probably was like, my whole life, bitch, Nikki.
I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. When Nikki said my name, it went crazy. Like it went crazy, right? So I was like, I didn't take it personal. Niggas been saying Big Chin Natalie since I was on Bad Girls Club. Mm-hmm. But when Nikki said my name, it definitely took shit to another level. Like, it just, like, everywhere now. Like, the baddies just went to Dubai. Yeah. They screaming my name in the market in Dubai. They not screaming baddies. They saying Natalie Nunn, even if my name was Natalie Nunn. Like, insane. So that was some international shit right there. Like, Nikki took that shit to like 10 other levels, and I took that shit to the chin.
Okay. You know how you handled that shit though. How you handled that shit was player though. It was real player.
Yeah.
No. That's how you're supposed to receive it. If you take everything as a diss, then you're gonna miss out on the monetizing version of it.
Right.
Have you ever met Nikki? You think you should be open to do like, because you rapping this shit too. So.
No, don't do that.
Hold I'm just on. Putting out there. What you be open?
Nah, YG, did you know I jumped on a all these years you know me, I never did music.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know about the music.
I just did. So I got on the remix of Beat King's song.
What song?
Bitch, we outside tonight, right?
I heard it, yeah.
Broken and fucking and broke, man.
You ain't heard it? Broke, ain't bitch. No way. Well, you been in the club? Man,
have you been in the strip club lately?
Like that, no.
I've been in the strip club.
I'm over here putting together marketing plans for the cherry bomb. I ain't been in no strip club.
Somebody cue the track.
Yeah, no. So I jumped on the remix because it was literally like the baddies anthem this summer. We was the fuck outside every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah,
while we were filming. So he kept seeing me posting it while we was out because he had dropped the original. And then he's like, come on now, jump on the remix. I was like, I don't do music. I slid on the shit real quick.
No, that's dope. Yeah,
did you write your own verse?
I did.
Oh. It wasn't a bad verse.
It is.
When I heard it, I kind of was like, the fuck she doing for rapping? But then I said, oh, she's sliding. It's gonna be like one of them girl, you know, like I listen to all genres of music, so I'm not gonna ride around listening to it, of course.
Well, the strippers
and stuff like that, it bang hard.
And like what you want to play right now?
We can play
if you want.
Why
to.
You keep playing with me? Like, play the shit then.
I mean, I can get the spirit.
Look it up. Well, come on, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that. When I did hear it, though, I was like,
yeah.
It ain't like something that had me like, man, what the? Like, get this out of here.
I'm not just doing that.
Yeah.
I'm 15 years in the game. I never did no music, but that song went crazy this summer. And I said, fuck it.
I feel like the girlies going to be riding. It's some shit like the girlies ride town, yeah. Right around to right. Like a beat like that. Or strip club.
It's going crazy in the strip club for sure.
B King.
He's the club crazy. God for real.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Going crazy. I was like, yeah, that was
dope. You know.
I'll do it.
Well, you connected.
It's on Apple Music.
So, what you working on right now, music-wise?
Oh, I'm in the studio working on Just Read Up 3, you know what I'm saying, with Mustard. I'm working on another album that's going to come on after that. You know what I'm saying? I got a TV show I sold to Amazon.
Why you keep going everywhere but to Zeus? Like, let me executive produce what you doing with
hey,
the
look,
TV
I got
stuff.
An idea.
You keep playing.
No, the TV show I got.
Come
it's
on,
like,
you know this is my
it's some Amazon
mind.
Shit. No, it's some Amazon shit.
But we doing scripted shit now, too.
Well, I told Lemmy I had some ideas for him. He ain't, like, he ain't hit me back about
now
it
now we got the ideas ready. I'm at the office every day.
All right, but I'm going to call you.
Come in my
I'll call you, sis.
Come to my office and we can get green lit ASAP.
Hey.
Not for real.
Yeah,
so
no,
you got something coming to Amazon?
Yeah, I sold a TV show to Amazon. It's called Don't Come to L.A.
Oh, Don't Come to L.A.
Mm. Yeah, so, you know, are we doing like the...
It's crazy, though. it's, that title goes crazy.
Yeah, like, it's like that. Like, it's about, like, what really be going on in the city that, like, niggas be hearing about certain shit. Shit be on the news, and then you hear about it, and then it go away, and motherfuckers be wondering, like, damn, like, what happened?
Right.
Like, what? Like, it's the back end stories of that world.
So it's more of a documentary?
No. Nope. It's a scripted TV show.
Scripted TV.
You know what I'm saying? I got, like, I created it. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting writer credit, producer credit, and I'm starring in it. And all that
stuff. Oh, that's what's
up. Okay. Yeah, some other shit going on.
So is you, like,
you said, I just look like this, but I'm really like that.
Period.
It's called, I just look like this. It's called Don't Come to LA.
Don't Come to LA. It's crazy.
When does it come out?
I mean, you know, the TV process is a process.
Yeah.
It's,
oh,
like, it's like a 2 year, it's like a 2 year process. But
that's why I think you should have did like a documentary and then mixed it in with
No. And I ain't got no time to be playing with these people. My life is already, my real life is the documentary already. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I got all type of shit in the works. I stay working. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you stay working and stay consistent.
No, I know.
I'm on the same thing, you know?
So can I tell the story real quick?
Yeah. What story?
What story?
Oh, yeah,
can I tell this? No, it's not like a story.
Tell a story.
Okay, so Bad Girls Club days, right? So I was like season 4, and then a couple seasons later, Persuasion came out on Baddies. What season was she on? 7?
Or no, she was after me. I was on 14. I think she might have been on 15.
No, she wasn't that far.
Yeah, oh, Persuasion was after me.
So then Persuasion came out, right?
You got a good memory.
And she might know, because I can't remember those seasons, but
she was after
but
me.
But then, so they were like, everybody was tagging me one day. They were like, this was like Twitter days.
Yeah.
Can I tell the story? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jet ski. How you living? Come on, jet ski.
I'm telling you.
I was moving.
Period. That shit went up.
YG on a jet ski with one of the girls from Bad Girls Club, and she naked on the jet ski riding on the back in Miami. I was like, ooh, what? Everyone's like, Natalie, look, I go, man.
She did her big one with that.
Not my brother. I'm like, which bat? And then I see she naked on the back, like, out of Miami.
She did her big one.
Now these rappers be like, yeah, you know, they be like twin bitches. On the jet ski. I'm like, man, why'd you been doing that?
Yeah, I've been doing
naked
a lot of
bitches
shit
on the jet skis.
Yeah.
That was
yeah,
funny.
Shout out to the homegirl for sure.
Yeah, Persuasion was on our season. She turned up. She's sis. But that's really like, I had to hit him up. And then every time I see him in LA after that, I'm like, man, you got the naked bitches on the jet ski. I'm not dealing with you.
He's lit. Oh, man, I got the song loaded up and said, you want me to play it?
Yeah, play that shit.
Yeah, come on, let's get
it. Come on now.
Plus.
Period.
Period. This outfit is cute. It's cute.
Okay. Hold me up, bitch.
This is gonna be a delivery.
Welcome to Houston, everybody. Fucking everybody.
Rich nigga,
I ain't checking. Give me head in the car. I ain't sure you can see that. Put your ass on
your mind. It's 6 a.m.
when your bitch still
missing.
She like,
go.
Go.
But I know they scared, probably. Welcome to Baddies, everybody whooping everybody.
Hey.
Everybody whooping everybody.
You ain't up to nothing for your titties to sag. We outside, I don't never see you bitches. I ain't never in my thumbs a nigga.
Told you.
Catch me slipping
out. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Natalie Dunn.
Okay.
Bitch, we outside tonight.
Cause the girly.
Yeah, you like that?
Okay.
We lit.
Okay, Blood, I heard you.
Period.
We lit. Yeah. We outside. He thinks it's so funny.
It's like, funny. I'm like, I couldn't believe. I'm like, damn, music. Oh yeah, nah, she just, yeah. she.
But I'm about to tell y'all something real, like that nobody knows right now. So I got a bunch of labels right now, right? They hit in my line because this is what we're gonna do, and I'm about to put this out right now. Nobody's heard it yet.
All right.
So I'm gonna give you an exclusive.
Come on.
So I'm about to drop a baddie album. DJ Khaled, Natalie Nunn type shit though. I'm about to put all the hottest females on an album this summer. It's gonna be a baddie album. The labels are fighting for it right now, right?
Yeah, I'll be fighting too.
But I'm about to put not just the girls from the show that rap. Mm-hmm. I'm about to get all the hottest. All these bitches is watching baddies. They all want to be a part of the movement. The Ice Spice, the Glows, the Nickies, the Cardis. Everybody about to put a track on my shit. We got to go crazy for summer 2024. That's what's about to happen.
You got a title?
Hosted by the baddies.
You got a title for the this project?
Do I have a what?
Like a title. You know how every album
has a title. Yeah, I just told you. It's going to be a baddies anthem. Like a whole, every track going crazy. It's a whole baddie summer. It's just baddie shit. Period.
That's far.
I like this song.
I'm glad. Like, I'm so.
Female's going to go crazy. I need Sweetie on there. I need all the baddest bitches. I'm dead ass serious, though. Like, we about to, shit's about to go up. All the bitches like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we about to turn the summer 2024. I'll make these niggas feel it. These niggas is finna feel it.
Yeah, you making California look good. I love it.
Thank
keep
you,
going.
Brother.
Keep going on the game.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you are.
Do it up.
California is a whole state. So when you say like you run LA, like, but because it's a whole yeah. California is a state. LA is like LA.
Yeah, period.
What you mean by that?
Okay, so hold on. Don't try me, though. Don't call it. So I'm going to hold you. So this is what happened. What happened was that saying went viral, but the thing was is at the time when I was filming Bad Girls Club, mm-hmm. we were filming here in L.A., and I just graduated from USC. Mm. So I already felt like I was locked in. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Trojan, you know.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, what did you major in? What did you major in?
Communications and sociology with a minor in Spanish.
Dígame algo, pues.
¿Qué pasa?
Chupa mi pito, pito
cabrón.
Oh, my God.
Here you go.
Cállate.
Cállate la boca. Cállate la boca.
Chigarera. So I said I ran LA because at the time, I'm not even going to hold you, I went to USC on a full soccer and track scholarship. So I played sports at USC. So when the bitches in the house kept popping their shit, I'm like, bitch, I already run this city. Like, bitch, I'm gonna run all you hoes the fuck up out of here. Like, talking shit every day.
Track and field shit.
Like, but on top of that, like, I already was in the city doing my big one in LA. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're a Trojan and you go to USC, you already got, like, the celebrities fuck with USC out here. UCLA, stay on that side of town. But when you go to school over there, like, my apartment was on 43rd and Hallidale. So I'm just going to tell you right now.
You was in the middle of it all.
I was over there, right? When I needed to get my hair braided before the track meets, I was over in the J's getting my shit braided up. So I was already, like, moving comfortably around, you know, USC, the whole area, all LA. And so I was like, fuck it. Like, I get on Bad Girls Club. Bitches keep trying to play with me on there. I'm like, bitch, fuck you want to do? Like... You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I run LA. That's how that started.
I hear you break, that's hearing how you break it started. Down is a lot better. At first, I was like,
but that's how that started. That's I just broke it down. No one knows the breakdown. I'm giving it to y'all right now. Mm-hmm. But don't get it twisted. I'm from East Palo Alto, born and raised in Oakland, East Palo Alto. So I'm a bay bitch. I'm a bay bitch, but I'm still from the hood.
Yeah.
Now, you know, comfortably out in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm good anywhere I go. I move around comfortably.
As crazy as it may sound to you, a lot of people that's watching this for the first time probably never knew you went to USC.
They probably didn't even know you played soccer.
Look, graduated the whole shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you went to USC. I do feel like I was just talking to somebody the other day who went to USC too.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
Do you want to put a name on it?
I'm like, you.
Do you want to put a name on it?
I'm like, look,
see,
you.
See, we put a name on it. No, see, you want to put
see, she's messy.
Daddy, no. Daddy, shut
oh,
up.
Oh man.
No, no. But look, I'm talking to him, and I'm like, yeah, like. I fuck with you because you went to like USC and like you went to USC. That means you like from LA. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
From LA. You in
the, that's what I said.
I'm telling you, I had to learn so quick over there.
You
and
like,
that's,
you from LA.
Man, yeah. The other times they stole my bike, took my mopeds. I didn't lock my shit up right. I had to learn quick. So after 4 years, I get on Bad Girls Club. We filming my season in LA. Bitches want to keep popping their shit. Like, I won't tell the fucking producers to hit the block and drop them off over there.
Shut up.
Hey, I didn't know nothing about this LA shit.
Yeah, he playing. He
got no
but, but, shit. But as you know what I'm saying, I'm a representative from like of this shit, right?
Right.
You feel me? She get a pass.
Yes!
She get a motherfucking
and
pass.
What? And that's why I got the baddies from LA weed.
You know what I'm saying?
Right
she went
to,
period.
She went to USC. She from the Bay. She went to USC. Right. She get a motherfucking pass.
Thank you, YG.
YG
thank
said it.
You.
Stamped.
Do something, nigga.
Period. Look, he want to go. Look,
I want to go. Like, yeah, no, I want to
go.
Whenever you see me catch myself, I'm catching myself. But on this show, we have a segment we like to call More or Less, and it is sponsored by Prize Picks. Of course, if you don't got Prize Picks, go download Prize Picks. Use promo code 400. It's on the wall.
Period.
Okay, it's on the wall. You understand me? And this, we just basically ask you questions about pop culture, and we ask you more or less. So basically, like, if I say
this
BBLs, right? And then
oh,
you
we
say
love this or that.
More BBLs or less BBLs. You
oh,
know what
shit.
I'm saying? So when I give you the questions, it's either more or less. I gave you the example. If you weren't paying attention and you fucked up, it's on you.
All oh, right, my so. God. We're too many tequila shots. I blame it on YG.
So the first question is, men smoke a hookah, more or less?
Less.
Less. Nigga, you need to be smoking a blunt. And if you ain't smoking a blunt, at least a Black and Mild. I don't even like Black and Mild, but not.
Them. I'm sorry, but or I'm not even sorry. I don't want to see something. No. I don't want to see no grown ass man standing in the club catching the vibes
with
the
hookah.
Yeah, miss.
I
with
agree.
It.
Less.
I had to agree with you.
Well, the baddie said it.
More or less, side pieces.
Less.
Less side pieces?
Less.
Explain that. I want you to explain it a little bit because y'all don't feel like
I can explain it.
I feel like
she's gonna get deep. She touched her glasses, y'all.
I was like, Jayla's stupid.
I mean, I just said less. I don't promote it. You know, it is what it is. But you know, I mean, different strokes for different folks.
You ever been a side piece?
I was gonna ask the same question.
No.
I should have gave it to you. Alley oop.
She a Capricorn. She too aggressive being side
piece. But have you ever been a side piece and didn't know it? How about that?
I don't think that we're necessarily aggressive. I feel like we're very direct.
No, every man in Hollywood.
I feel like we're direct and we make you.
Jayla,
I don't think.
Don't.
Did I ask y'all more or less zodiac sign? Did I ask any
aggressive.
Of y'all more or less zodiac sign?
No,
oh, yeah,
no,
fuck
no, no.
Y'all fucking up my more or less.
I'm gonna let YG have this one. Okay, fine. I'm gonna let YG have this one. Capricorn women are extremely aggressive.
I'm gonna agree with you.
And Capricorn, that's why I'm gonna tell you right now. Most of these niggas in Hollywood could never deal with me. That's why I didn't marry.
We chew them up and spit them out. Fuck it.
Deal with Hollywood like that. I'm telling you right now, they're too soft. We're too Capricorn women are too aggressive. We will eat you the fuck up and spit you out and look at you like nigga what?
Wait, Natalie, you got a type?
I like grown men, like
a man.
I'm a Capricorn woman. You're right. We're aggressive. Mm-hmm. I'm outspoken. Yeah.
All right, next question. More or less rat beef?
Oh, more.
These niggas is getting too quiet around here. Now
the niggas and the bitches.
Over.
Yeah. No, I feel like the women.
I want to hear both of y'all.
Okay.
Well,
I feel like
one
the
one
women.
Time,
I feel like the women in rap are really holding it down
right
now.
Now.
You know what I'm saying? Like they, you know, it's the rap beef mm-hmm. and it's the catty
right.
energy.
And the men
like,
are just being quiet.
Yeah,
and
they're
like,
real
buddy,
quiet
buddy,
right
like,
now.
Right.
Rap beef.
Yeah. Get in. What Lotto say? Get in the booth.
Get in the booth.
Hey, listen.
I'll be waiting to rap beef with somebody.
What'd you say, YG?
So you ain't got no beef with nobody?
I'll be waiting to rap beef with
somebody. Who you want to rap beef with?
I got someone that you can get for me.
No, like,
okay,
no.
Like rap beef.
Like, my rap beef bleed off into the streets.
That's what I was going to tell him. I would say, y'all want more rap beef from the man.
Me
and the
too.
Man
but
go,
no,
man
but my thing is, why does it necessarily have to bleed off into the streets? Why we just can't leave it in the booth? Because you know it's all for the sport.
I mean, we go.
You know what I'm saying?
No. So, see, I'm the other way around. I don't beef for the sport.
Right. In real life.
No, I'm saying like if it's a, I feel like if it's a rap beef. No, what I'm saying is like let's just say like,
is real,
if,
so
let's just say somebody say something on
the
record.
For the sport, you know?
No, but what if somebody say something that you don't like, but it's not like serious enough for you to go out here and really make it like a thing?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I'm
gonna go
but
back.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
say,
just keep that in the
booth. He started out like that.
Did you ask
him? I'm gonna say something back, but then you better be expected to get. Yeah. Somebody will get up on your ass.
Ooh,
okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
After that rapping, it's gonna be some action.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Okay.
Like and I'm gonna be like, yeah, I did it, nigga. What's up? Come on.
So wait.
Show me what you got.
So you working on your album right now? You ain't got no beef with nobody that you could be like I love that shit.
Natalie's so messy. She's trying to get some shit started.
The female rap beef right now is everything. Like they going crazy.
What's your favorite female?
No, I love them all.
I know you love them all.
What's your favorite rap beef?
What's your favorite? Because we're keeping it rap.
But y'all not sliding on shit, though.
Yeah, what? Like,
No, rap, no sliding. The reality TV girls be sliding. The rap bitches do not be sliding.
But they about you. I feel like you know,
they don't be sliding.
You know who might slide right now? I feel like I spy.
I don't want to know. No, we not saying no names. We not saying no names. We taking that out. We ain't saying no names.
No, I'm just saying. I love them both, though. I'm team both. I just think they...
This is the full
rap
block.
We do not condone it.
Period.
Bitches pulling up on bitches' blocks and bro.
All right.
Like, y'all
I didn't ask y'all more or less. I asked a question y'all going to town with.
Sunday service. Right. Bitch, you nervous. Some Sunday service.
That was trucks.
More rap beef. All right.
I thought y'all was going to be like some, like,
no, movie.
Like on some sophisticated black shit and say, less rap beef.
No. We're baddies. You are delusional if you thought that.
Oh, shit. Y'all spicy.
I'm always gonna promote.
No. We gonna tell them what it is for the culture. We like
right.
Everybody likes the bullshit.
It's entertainment.
And the drama. It's entertainment.
But it can get tricky.
I want people to be able to separate the two. The difference between like entertainment and a rap beef or like a reality TV beef or whatever.
Start,
like,
you know, start
if people could
feelings.
Separate the two, I think the world would be a better place because that shit really ain't even gotta transcend into real life. You know what I'm saying? Leave that shit out of the
All right, look, wait, stop.
It's getting spicy.
I didn't ask you more or less on that. Next question. Okay. More or less on male and female cosmetic surgery.
I mean, less. Now, Jilla, we less. We don't
take them all. Take them all.
I'm a natural girl.
Yeah,
so.
Let me
see stand up.
Huh?
Let me see you stand up.
Hit the 360.
360. Oh, that, I know that body type. Spin around. I know that body type. Yeah. Wow, that motherfucker got a little bounce on, ain't it?
Yeah.
So, y'all want less cosmetic surgery?
Less. Like
I feel like do whatever makes you feel comfortable.
But everybody done had a little bit. You had a little bit, Natalie?
Oh, I only did my boobs.
Yeah, okay. My boobs
fake. My boobs are fake. I didn't even think about your
titties. But it's real subtle.
That's how you're supposed to get it. They be picking number 20.
No, but I always tell people.
Whenever it's a conversation.
Whenever the conversation comes up, like I'm very honest. Like I got my boobs done, but like that was it. I never touched my face, or my butt or anything. But I'm proud of my boob job.
Shout out to Prize Picks on the more or less. Thank y'all for the more or less, and y'all was doing more than less. But I appreciate y'all for that. Now, relationship wise, you've been married for 12 years.
Yes.
What is it like being married? What's the secret to being married?
Well, that's what I'm saying, like, because, you know, you got to have a real one that's going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying? So being a bad bitch in Hollywood, I feel like a lot of men are very intimidated by bad bitches. I think a lot of men can't handle a real bitch or a bitch that could be more popping than you. In Hollywood, so I knew for certain that no man in this industry was going to be the right one for me. And that was just what it was. I needed somebody outside of the industry that had nothing to do with Hollywood because I'm not going to be competing with my nigga.
Better not.
It never works.
It's just, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm not going to compete with my nigga.
Can you give me one tip on staying married for 12 years? What's the tip?
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm not married.
I'm going to say something. I just wanted you to give the green light.
Say it.
Okay, so period. Look, check this out. A lot of bitches be in my messages all day long like, you and Jacob are goals because you a boss bitch and he lets you do you. I feel like in life, besides the sexual shit that we do in the bedroom that keeps the shit spicy.
Spice it up.
I feel like a man is going to accept you for who you are. You know what I'm saying? So I'm that bitch in my house too. You know what I'm saying? When I walk in that door, my nigga, he appreciates when a bad bitch walks in that door. So when I walk in my house, it's up. Like, he got my wine ready for me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Flowers are always at my foot. Fresh flowers are stay in my house. Everything that he knows I love is there. So, and then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? The bedrooms, we keep it going. Whatever he want to do, we going to do. Whatever I want to do, we going to do. You know what I'm saying? So we have fun. Keep it spicy.
Well, describe to me whatever it is.
Whatever he want to be on.
Okay, I respect that.
You what you want to do? You like that? I like that. You like this? I love that. Like, we're doing it all. We're doing it all.
I respect that.
All of it.
Take note.
Period.
Take note.
And you know, after 12 years, bitches be like, no, I'm tired. Man, take these motherfucking shoes off me. Throw my legs behind my head and let's get this shit popping.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it going.
I respect that. I think that's important.
Period. Be tired.
You don't got a finster?
A what?
A finster.
Jayla got a finster. That way goes crazy.
Right? Fake Instagram. You get to see everything with legs.
Jayla got a finster.
I do have a finster.
I don't have a finster. I don't have one.
I can't tell.
But her shit
goes
crazy. I can't
be telling the world what my finster is.
No.
I
got to know. I got like an Instagram page to where... Like, I don't post no shit. I got no pictures or nothing.
That's a finsta.
I just go look at all the ops, and I go follow the ops and see what the ops is doing. Like, that's the only
You got a finsta, YG, for sure.
He got a finsta.
Nigga, that's so
that's
my,
what a finsta
that's
is.
That's so my kids know a finsta.
They sent it to me, the bad, but it's just...
She lying on blood. She lying.
I'm just playing. I'm joking.
I don't got a thing that I go post other photos on and be and live another life.
No, but you don't post photos on there. No way. Either.
I mean, I
be on some sniper.
I do. I post different photos on there because it's like I feel like it gives me a chance to live out like my real fun personality.
I'm living out my.
But
like,
the
I'm
difference is, it's
on your page.
So like on my big page,
right.
I feel like on my big page, there's a lot of business that happens there.
I want to hear all y'all at once. Y'all all saying some shit because I heard what y'all said.
Yeah.
They on some hoe shit.
Who's some
hoe
shit?
No, I want to hear.
I'm just talking shit.
That's why I said stop. We got to keep it one mic. Okay. Y'all was hot. That's a hot mic right there. Go ahead. Y'all, one at a time.
YG got one too. Just keep it real.
No, mine's just, she over there living another life on a
Facebook.
That's
what
trick
a Facebook is.
No.
You living another
life. No, it's not that. I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm living another life, but like for instance, instead of me having like a close friend,
right.
I don't really believe in having like a close friend. So it's like my other Instagram page.
Oh,
it's kind of like me having like a close friend. So like all the raunchy, like fun, like wild, crazy shit. When I'm getting naked and showing my coochie print and stuff like that, like
you be doing a coochie print.
That's it. I mean, that's like on that Instagram page, but like if you go to my other Instagram page, it's like it's a time and a place for everything.
Listen, if I'm gonna show my dick print, I'm gonna show my dick print. If I'm not, I'm not.
Hey.
I'm not gonna go do it to a smaller group of people.
I'm gonna do it to a smaller group of people because I got business deals and other things that
people,
are happening.
Perception is reality in every
facet of my personality.
And my people
and
that
for
I do
everybody.
Business with, they gonna know that nigga is fried. He don't give a fuck. He really like that.
Right.
So come correct when we step in this business meeting. That's what you gonna know about me.
I mean, well, shit. I'm on reality TV and I have business, other business deals.
TV,
you know what I'm saying? So they get to see it.
Reality.
No, they get
it's
to see. They get to see a lot
no?
of unfiltered.
She said no, when you said
No. What I'm saying is
she
like
don't want all
they
of
get
that.
To see. They get to see unfiltered facets of my personality. But there are certain things that I reserve for a smaller, more intimate group.
Well, now everybody knows you have a fence.
I don't care about y'all. It's a gated community.
I think business
would
be booming more.
I need
the
code.
The other way around.
What would you respect more if she just let it all out?
I think if you let it all out and you walk up into these business meeting with these business people and you talking the same language that they talking, they gonna be like, what the fuck?
Speaking of,
I saw her pussy print last week, but she in here talking to me about da da da. They gonna fuck with it even more. They gonna be like, oh.
They might be, but I'm not gonna try.
24, they might be now.
Come on, man, what are we talking about?
So
we're speaking to Instagram.
Yeah.
You speaking on Instagram. Let me get on the mic. Fabio Foreign. Recently in an interview. Good guy. Look, I fuck with Fabio. I'm like, bye. How you feel about that interview?
Hey, man, wait, why? We don't talk about people that's not on the show. Or did he say something?
I'm the
about
people.
He said something about me on the podcast.
I'm the people's people. Oh, I'm just the people. I'm giving the people what they want. Why, you ain't saying it? I'm saying it.
But nigga, I'm sitting right here. So like, I'm condoning it.
The word's going
I'm
through.
I'm finna get up again.
No, because you been trying to leave. When it get hot and spicy, you been trying to leave.
No, I respect that. I see what he on. He come on, but,
no, why it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing like that. You should just.
I'm not gonna say nothing crazy.
You gotta stay. You gotta stay.
I'm a gangster. No.
If you're a gangster, then you gotta stay.
Man, I'm not. Listen, hey, listen. I can't be talking about other motherfuckers.
I'm not talking about
nobody. But you ain't gotta say nothing.
I am a motherfucking street nigga turned rapper. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we can forget about it, YG.
No,
I respect
don't
it.
Forget about it. If y'all
want
to talk
no,
about it.
No, I didn't say
no,
I'm
YG, I want you right here.
I tell
YG.
You, I say less. YG. So you ain't got to go nowhere.
Don't,
what I'm going to say
don't
is,
make what I'm respect. Doing.
No, I'm
going to
say
we can keep going.
So you're not
going
to let me talk?
To something else.
I'm a Capricorn woman. Oh, so you walking out the room.
No. Listen.
That's how
you're
going to leave? I'm not going to say nothing crazy.
Okay, look, listen. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to move forward.
No, we got to come back. I'm not
you got to come in.
You going to let me ask the question now, man, because I
want
to question.
I'm not going to say nothing.
I don't fuck everything else. He's
yeah, give me
in a recent interview, exactly. Natalie, in a recent interview, Fabio Foreign had. He's sitting out. The recent interview that Fabio Foreign had, and we here sitting comfortable, and again, we're not here to be messy. We here to clear the air and have conversations.
Right.
How you feel?
So the thing is I had a conversation with Favi after everything he said. And, you know, respectfully, like, I think we squashed our shit personally. Him and I had a conversation because I'm a real ass bitch. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come straight to you.
Right.
Like, if YG says something, if he says something about me and I didn't like it, I'll just come to him personally. I did pop my shit on the internet back at him because I'm a bitch that I'm going to speak my piece. I'm a mm-hmm. Capricorn. Like I've been saying, I'm aggressive. But I think we got to a good place, him and I. And respectfully, like, I don't got no bad blood with Favi, so everything cool.
Yeah, we fuck with Favi. That question was just cool. There because, again, what I do a lot of times before I interview someone, I want to make it very clear.
Yeah.
I ask the people, like, what would you like for me to ask them? If it's too much, I'm not going to
It's cool. Like, it was a misunderstanding, and he apologized, and I apologized for popping back at him, mm-hmm. and we had our personal conversation, and everything's good.
Now, we were talking about relationships, like...
coming back in.
I'm tired of the broski.
I'm gonna let y'all pull y'all shots up.
And I went to go get you a bottle.
I think this is a good. I think we're in a good space right now. Good environment. I think we're all good. We can keep it going. Shayla, how you feeling?
I gotta take my glasses off.
I don't know.
You don't know,
Jayla.
It's California love, baby.
It was nothing but love what I said.
Oh, no, but
you can't be running off when I'm answering a question.
Natalie,
come right back.
Yeah, you gotta let me run off. Natalie, what's the wildest thing? What's the wildest thing you've done in your relationship?
In my relationship?
Yeah, in your relationship.
I'm not even gonna hold you like... So I married a Detroit nigga, right? And I love the Midwest. And, you know, like, I feel like Detroit is very connected to the Bay. Like, it's like, yeah, like.
That's dope.
Yeah, like the Bay and Detroit.
The music scene.
Everything.
The culture,
all that. But, you know, niggas be just doing dumb shit sometimes.
No, what's the wildest thing you've done in your relationship?
I'm about to tell you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jayla, I mean, look, check this out. I'm a Bay girl, so I like to get down a little crazy too. Like you say you a street nigga, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? Bitches, we be in the streets too. So I'm gonna tell my bitches, pull up, do your big one, you know, make sure this nigga ain't doing no dumb shit. You wanna be outside, handle all that shit.
PI.
Right? And then go back, you know, to the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a new Nicki line out right now. She said the only time I'm flexing on my nigga is when I'm riding on that dick. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to flex on my nigga, talk that shit while I'm riding on that dick. Period. That's what it is.
Take note.
Yeah.
Keep telling her.
You know what I'm saying?
Jayla?
Hold on. We got Lenny Plummer calling from Zeus Network. He want to say what's up.
Oh,
Lenny, I'm sitting here with YG.
I don't think you forgot. We ain't forget.
I'm sitting here with YG. Let me. He says, "What's up?"
What's happening, nigga? What it do?
Hey, this episode got the best of
this calling in.
I'm chilling, man. We got Natalie on here, you know what I'm saying? She's speaking highly of the whole, you know what I'm saying? Everything y'all got going on and all that, you know.
Oh, nice. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. I gotta come there one of these days.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you know, it's love, you know what I'm saying? Pull up.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'll pull up on y'all shit too.
Yeah, we gotta have a meeting. Yeah. We gotta have a meeting with YG.
That'll be lit. Y'all do your thing, man. I was just tapping in with her.
Yeah, we outside tonight, Lemmy. Bitch, we outside tonight.
Bet I'ma tap in with you. I got this idea and shit is golden.
No, but first of all, he gotta have a meeting with me. Then we gonna bring the meeting to. I'ma green light it. Hold on, Lemmy. All right, I'ma call you back. Okay, I'll call you back.
I hope you got two phones, man, because that one phone go crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-oh, I'm scared because he getting me.
You see when I do the thing?
Yeah, I did the thing. I'm scared of him. He asked, he's starting to get into the questions.
No, I'm having fun with this. On the 400 podcast, we do have a segment we like to call Keeping It 400. It's just a rapid fire question. Just like, you know, I ask something, just rap it. Tell me this. Just answer it. I don't want to hear the PR team texting in, you looking down at the phone. Don't think I forgot about you, Jayla. I'm going to ask you when the mic is off about what you call it.
YG, are you okay right now?
Yeah, I'm bowling.
Okay. I fuck with it.
So, rate the baddie series best to worst.
I want to say Baddie South was one of the best. And then I would say Baddies West, Baddies East, Baddies ATL.
I seen you now. I know that you must have been on South.
Yeah.
What's your biggest ick?
My biggest what?
Like ick, a nerve thing that just had you like, man.
A lying ass motherfucker. I hate a liar. Just agreed. Keep it real. Keep it 400.
Hey. Come on now.
If you were stranded on the island, what's three things you would take with you?
My in-house dick. My motherfucking money. And my daughter.
Yeah.
Jayla, please feel free at any time you want to. We want to hear your answers too.
I'm just, you know.
What you taking on the island, bitch? And don't lie. Keep it 400. This is the
500. This is on the island. 500? Three things.
Three.
Yeah. I'm definitely taking some dick with me for sure.
Period.
Not that rose. You heard him saying dick.
Dick, not the rose. I need a real human with a heartbeat and a pulse. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need the real thing.
Yeah. Fuck the toys. We might take a few of these though.
Right, okay.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm definitely gonna do that. And
we need the drugs. We need the weed.
It's her three times.
I know, but
counter.
we
asked her three times.
Bestie, so we, you know, some weed.
She's stranded, not you.
I'm going to take a compass.
You smart on
me. I'm going to take a compass.
Fuck up out of here.
I am.
Natalie was going to be lost.
And I'm going to take a knife.
A knife.
You
this bitch is crazy.
I'm getting them because I get that.
Yo, nah, this
that's everything
niggas,
I need.
You got to get, like, you got to
exactly.
Go kill the thing.
Man. I can take a knife and I can make a spear out of like a bamboo tree or like, you know,
you can do everything with a knife.
Exactly. I can make a fucking raft. All I need is the knife.
Bitch, if you got some money, hoe, you better look.
Okay, Natalie.
What the money gonna do if I'm stranded by myself? Bitch, if I'm by myself.
Y'all stranded. What is the wildest fan encounter you ever had?
Oh, the wildest fan. Oh, okay. So there's this girl in San Diego, right? I was in San Diego. I don't know her name, but she a porn star. And she got my whole face tatted on her arm. Yes. And you know I got a big chin, so it went from
the whole
here to
arm,
there.
Ain't it?
And it was my whole face, like my picture and everything. I swear to God, it's on the internet. You could Google it. And so she do porn. So every time she drops some new shit, I swear to God, I get tagged. I'm like, this hoe's still fucking out here. Like it's been 10 years, she still got videos going. And she's a porn star. And then I was in San Diego. She's, I guess, from San Diego. And she finally met me. She came up and she was like, "Hi, I'm." Some with an S, Skittle something or whatever, right? And then I was like, oh, okay. she kind of looked familiar. And you know, my security, like, oh, you got him? She was like, no, ripped her shirt down. I'm the bitch for all the, oh shit. Cause what? She be in all the porns. And like,
what did you say her occupation was?
She's a porn star.
How do you feel about OnlyFans?
I mean.
That's kind of like a porn site almost.
No, OnlyFans, shout out to OnlyFans. Made a lot of bitches rich.
Hello.
I ain't gonna judge not one bitch doing whatever she gotta do to make some money. What is,
what did they say about Taylor Swift? She boosted the economy. I think OnlyFans been boosting the motherfucking economy.
They got these bitches acting brand new out here. They can their own money. They out here like, yeah, you know.
Period.
Yeah, shout out OnlyFans.
Like that,
OnlyFans,
I see. Well, you brought a good baddie.
I don't have OnlyFans, but I support the movement.
What is your least favorite baddie?
Oh,
yeah. Tell the motherfucking truth, bitch.
Or she gonna tell it?
If she sit up here and lie on Beyonce's internet and YG's podcast, I'm gonna call you out.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Because you just had me in some shit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, bitch. What? So who's your least favorite baddie?
A bitch, hold on. Oh, shit. That's how we going?
Look.
Hold on. I'm gonna keep it with you. I love all the baddies because we really doing our thing right now. It's really the culture. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, but
Jayla,
go ahead.
I'm listening. Jayla. No, I'm listening. Who you? I wanna give her a chance.
She's trying to get politically correct on me and I said don't get it.
Look, I wanna see if she gonna lie.
I'm gonna do that.
I mean, look, but, I'm like, look, what, you know, Tia.
There's a couple bitches I don't fuck with, but I still like, I mean, what you want me to say, bitch?
Like you told me. Bitch, you seen it.
You seen it.
Tell the truth.
So I'm not gonna lie. There's a couple that just be rubbing me the wrong way. Because you know when
you give me one.
Nah, but when you put bitches on, you give bitches like when you give bitches life, like
just give
for
me
real,
one.
Like a
just
lifeline.
Give me one.
Like when you give a motherfucker a lifeline and then they disrespect you or they do some weird funny shit, I don't fuck with that. So I'm gonna have to say Biggie. I'm not fucking with that.
I respect your answer.
It's like
for
when
sure.
you give
right, she told me that she was going. She said she's going to slap me.
And she ain't going to slap my bestie.
She going to slap you? You going to let her
slap you? She said when I see you,
I said I dare you.
Yeah,
because
that's crazy.
The dead nigga thing going to slap me.
Like,
I'm going to fold his clothes.
When I seen it, it was just so funny to me. I couldn't even take it serious. That's why I said, please.
I mean, it's not like anything serious. Like, I'm still make sure she get a check and she get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I respect
still,
that.
The baddie fan base loves her. Yeah. So I'm not like here to be like, you know, the big bad wolf and be like, oh, I don't fuck with you. So I'm not, you know, bringing you back on the platform, bitch.
That's respect.
We gonna work. But every time you see me and my bestie, it's
it
up.
It might be a thing. Yeah. Okay. I respect period. Your answer. See, that's all I wanted. But you got the cha-chan and everything else that you have to do.
I mean,
the craziest DM you ever received.
From these niggas. From these rap niggas.
What they be saying? You don't have to say who, just what they
I'm not going to. Baby, I don't even know. Because you know, the funny thing is, they be in the other. Like, what's that one button you got to push to get over to the other side?
Oh, they
in
the request.
Honestly, you know what? Leave them over there, though. Because he be like, nigga, you is playing a lot.
Can I tell y'all something?
Like, what?
Tell it.
The rap niggas be out here making songs about how, like, girls be so thirsty.
Right.
And so chatty.
They love
But
that.
I promise you. The niggas, rap niggas, namely, the chattiest and the thirstiest.
Rap niggas in your DM?
And they be mad.
Rap niggas.
They be mad.
I'm just
saying,
like,
a lot of men in general,
like, they always try to make it seem like women just be like, oh, so thirsty and just like, oh, so chatty about stuff. But it really be like niggas, way more than bitches.
Who is the most famous person in your phone?
I mean, I got a lot of people on my phone, but
your shit done rung five times.
I mean, but it just be like, you know, like, this shit. People, like, we really out here making.
Who you say? Most famous in your phone.
Is there a ranking on famous?
Famous, yeah. How do you
female
quantify that?
Female or male?
Who got the most shit going on in your phone?
Shit.
That's somebody. That's
Damn,
how you figure it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's how you rank it.
There's a lot of people. I mean, everybody want to do business with the baddies right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need y'all to post about them cherry bombs.
I already texted you.
I need you to do UGC content.
I just did it and I
so
tagged
I can
cherry
use
bomb.
It and run ads on that.
Yeah, because I already and then we gonna do a whole.
I'm gonna run meta ads. I'm gonna
run
a bag.
No,
he said he is active on Facebook. Period.
CEO
I'm telling you, and I want to support, and I want to be a part of it. Yeah. So when you drop the female pack, I want to be a part of it.
I need you to be a part of it.
So
right
to
now.
Answer your question, damn, I would say right now, Ice Spice.
Oh, that's big. Shout out to Ice Spice.
Yeah,
Ice Spice, bitch. She out there love hanging Ice with Taylor Spice. Swift at the motherfucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was so cute. She was out there turned up.
This is my last question for you. And this can go for the floor. If you can change one thing about your life, what would it be?
I'm good. Like, I don't want to change shit. Shit been lit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah.
She took her glasses off. She got some shit to say.
I mean, I've been took my glasses off. Put them back off. On. Honestly, I love my life, and mm-hmm. I like the way that everything has unfolded thus far. I wouldn't change anything about my life, but I would say this. I'm 34. If I could go back to maybe like my early 20s, I would be more intentional about what I wanted in a shorter time span instead of allowing things to necessarily unfold. You know, I would be more aggressive about chasing my dreams at a younger age and being very secure in that with knowing what I know now. Because now I know that, you know, I think that like when I was younger, I was afraid because nobody else was living the same life that I was living. So it was like I was walking and taking like the road less traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very scary. And like, you know, you hop in and you hop out of that. You go back to what's familiar and then you hop back into like what you feel like God has like ordained you to do. But I feel like if I could go back to like my early 20s, like leaving college or like whatever it was, I would go ahead and attack my dreams and be very sure about it and not even care about who wasn't doing what I wanted to do earlier on, instead of waiting until I was later in my 20s to become more secure in that energy and move forward.
I like that, because I like the word. I like when you use the word intentional, because that's very important. If you're out there and you're listening young, be intentional about your goals and go get them things.
Yeah.
This was really, really a good episode. I really enjoyed you guys.
I really appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all to come sitting on the 400 red couch.
You ain't getting off that easy.
Wait, because you got to take another shot. We've been up here taking shots.
Yeah, nah, you don't.
You done got up. You done left twice. Yeah,
but wait, before we leave.
Two shots
before
every time you got up.
Before y'all shot a clock, Batty, Batty, 5 o'clock.
Come on, because he keep running. He's running from the shots.
Period.
Slow. You dodged it. In your 400 class. Okay.
Brand management.
Period.
Cheers.
Shot o'clock. Baddie, baddie.
We had fun. You had the realest baddies on. Anyone that comes on after.
I had one.
Hey, anybody that comes on after and got something to say about me, I hope you get up and walk out. Like,
come on, you know, we ain't letting nobody come on here talking shit about you. You know what I'm saying?
Natalie, before we go.
Natalie, you went to USC, stop playing.
Tell her, ask her, YG.
Does
she got anything to tell her fans?
My fans?
Oh, yeah. What you got to tell your fans? Let them know.
Yeah, check this out. Baddie's Caribbean is about to come.
They already know that. Y'all been
promoting
that.
But I want
that.
Them to know that if you don't get casted, you got to keep knocking on the door. Like, I'm telling you right now, I got girls that 3 seasons have been auditioning. And right now, I got one down. I say, yo, 3 seasons, she going crazy. Fuck it. I'm finna put her on this season. I'm telling you right now. Don't, when one door closes or one opportunity is not right there in front of you, like, just keep coming. Like, so I do feel like the baddies out there that keep auditioning, they feel like, damn, I didn't get picked. Damn, whatever, right? Keep coming, baby, because I see them all. I got to go through all the casting tapes, all 15,000 people. So I see a few, they keep coming. I'm like, yeah, she do her big one every time. So I'm going to start putting the ones on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it's important to give people that aren't already famous. You don't gotta have a lot of social media followers. You don't gotta be like, you just gotta be a bad bitch, confident, and that's what I'm looking for. So that's important. The fans keep asking, like, what are you looking for when you cast for the show? Everybody wants to be on Baddies, but I need a confident bad bitch that's gonna do her big one.
Yeah. Hey, what Sway Lee and them said? I ain't got no time. Bad bitches is the only thing that I like.
Period. Shout out to YG.
For what?
Hey, period.
Hey. Hey, that's thank you for shit. Pulling up, sis.
This my West brother from shit. Another mother on everything. 400.